Srila Shakti Prabhu, would you like to come and say something about Tribhuvanath Prabhu, please?
My oldest daughter Chandra wrote a little poem for Tribhuvanath, which I promised to read her if there was a possibility. She apologizes for the quality of it. She was Friday night crying and just sat down in the kitchen and wrote it, and I was leaving early Saturday morning. You've not been a constant person in my life, but your love for God will live on in my life. Your enthusiasm, warmth, and sparkling eyes intrigued me spiritually as I wondered why. Why do you accept people for what they are? You don't judge or ask why, but through your own love, warmth, and grace, people want to know who's the divine grace. You've had the biggest impact in my life because of your great ability to make people feel nice. I feel blessed to have known you, been a part of your path. I thank Krishna. I know you are at home. That's from Chandra. And I just wanted to add a few words of my own. And I was thinking, if I were to sum up what Tribhuvanath has been in my life, I think he's been an enormous facilitator and enabler. I have never been known for being a specifically great devotee or strict devotee, but he's come in my family an awful lot and been known from my children as an uncle. My youngest daughter, Veda, cried yesterday and said, I was always Tribhuvanath's little girl. He said I was his little girl when his own little girl wasn't around. And yesterday she cried and said, now I don't have that place because his own girl is here crying. And she felt guilty, so we had a little talk about that. But I think it sums up his position in my family as someone who felt a family member and who made all of us feel just okay the way we were. And every time he came, he left a sense of renewed Krishna consciousness and an eagerness to be involved because he was so enabling. And I think to sum up my realization of from the death of Tribhuvanath is that I was thinking of the death that has been in my own family, and I cannot honestly say that any of the people who died have left a space in this universe, an empty space. But the feeling that keeps coming up for me in relationship to Tribhuvanath is that he's really leaving an empty space, a place of loss, which I sit with right now. Thank you, Tribhuvanath. Hare Krishna.